and yet you knew of it. Little birds fly through many a dark tunnel. Careful, the steps are steep. They emerged through a trap at the back of a stable, having come perhaps a distance of 3 blocks under Rainey's Hill. A horse whickered in his stall when Tyrion let the door slam shut. Varys blew out the candle and set it on a beam, and Tyrion gazed about. A mule and 3 horses occupied the stalls. He waddled over to the piebald gelding and took a look at his teeth. "Old," he said, "and I have my doubts about his wind."
"He's not a man to carry you into battle, too," Varys replied, "but he will serve and attract no notice, as will the others. And the stable boys see and hear only the animals."
The eunuch took a cloak from a peg. It was rough-spun, sun-faded, and threadbare, but very ample in its cut.
"If you will permit me."
When he swept it over Tyrion's shoulders, it enveloped him head to heel, with a cowl that could be pulled forward to drown his face in shadows.
"Men see what they expect to see," Varys said, as he fussed and pulled. "Dwarfs are not so common a sight as children. So a child is what they will see. A boy in an old cloak on his father's horse, going about his father's business. Though it would be best if you came most often by night."